I really never dreamed about being in the NFL. You know, I always played the sport. I never knew it would take me this far. But it's just when Tyron made it, he kind of made it a reality for everybody who's from New Orleans just to make it to the league. I mean, first of all, I'm blessed by God, have the ability and this talent. And I work hard. My attributes to the game, my love for the game, and I just love football. My talent that I showcase tomorrow speaks for itself. You know, everything is in God's hand.
Coach Fisher's system definitely helped me, you know, transfer over to the NFL level because, you know, when I'm in certain meeting rooms and coaches asking me questions, you know, I can relate very well. And I think Coach Fisher got me very well prepared for this next level. So, you know, his offense is very intense. It's a big playbook. And, you know, the NFL is the same way. So, and I think in the NFL, you're going to be able to have to put all that together and do it all. So I think, you know, my feet work and everything Coach Fisher got me ready to do, you know, it's going to transfer well to the NFL system.
With all of the great backs that's been through there, you know, you don't ever, you know, think that you're going in as a freshman that you're going to be the top dog by the end. And, you know, it's still surreal. You know, I haven't really wrapped my head around it yet, but, you know, I'm sure sooner or later that'll happen. And, you know, I'll just sit back in amazement. You know, it just speaks volumes about my offensive line over the years. You know, as much scrutiny as they get, you know, they still get the job done and, you know, open up holes. And, you know, that's all I have to do is run. My greatest asset is definitely my power. And I probably said that when I was heavier, so, you know, I couldn't get away from everyone. But now that I've slimmed down a little, I don't think that'll be a problem anymore.
I think that's one thing that teams are really interested in with me is my versatility. You know, just being able to catch the ball, like you said, out of the backfield. The special teams value I bring to a team, I think that'll help me a lot. That 214, that was good because a lot of people – that was the question, how big was I? So I think I answered that question when I hopped on the scale. I think a lot of teams felt good that I was 214, just knowing that I wasn't less than 200 pounds or low 200s. So, I mean, if I need to get bigger, then I will.
Yes, sir. I believe that, you know, I'm pretty much one of the, you know, best all-around backs in this draft. That's something I really took advantage of this past season, knowing that I had to do a little extra to get to that championship. So, you know, I was accountable for myself for that. Just all that you have to do and, you know, just sitting in those rooms talking to teams, realizing how blessed you are and, you know, not a lot of people get to do this. So, you know, you got to really can't take it for granted. A lot of yanking. Yeah, a lot of yanking. Yeah, man, you know, it's been a really long process from the hospital to medicals yesterday. But like I said, you got to have fun with it because this only comes one time. I mean, it's hard to take away from me when you got Deshaun, Mike Williams, Artavis, Jordan. We have so many people on our team that are good that, you know, I mean, I understand I get taken away from out the spotlight a little bit, but, you know, I can account for that. And, you know, I'll be in it soon enough.
I tried to get down to, like, in between 230, 235. So, yeah, that was perfect for me. I just started eating better, honestly. Drinking a lot of water. Just trying to make sure. I knew that coming into a combine was going to be big for my weight. I knew a lot of people were going to be worried about that. So, I just had to change my eating habits. Like I said yesterday when I was talking to coaches, I was just telling them that, you know, going when I was in college, I didn't really have the people to tell me what to eat or how to eat certain things. And, you know, so when I got to Exos in Pensacola, you know, they did a wonderful job, like, showing me what I can't eat, just letting me know that I can still eat some of the stuff I want to eat, but just not at a, you know, a big portion like I used to eat, you know, all the time. So it really helped me out a lot.
You know, because I play with a chip on my shoulder always, so, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't give me credit for my skills and talents, and, you know, that's just the way it is. But, you know, I also don't really care too much. I don't feel like I'm crazy disrespected, you know, so... I have a chip on my shoulder at all times, and that's been my whole life. So, you know, I'm constantly trying to prove myself.